This video of Gary Chapman Jr. may have me rethinking things a little bit.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Monday. Today's episode's brought to you by buyauburn.com. Do business with Auburn people. We're going to talk about this video that someone sent me of Gary Chapman Jr. shortly after the live show last night. We're going to actually watch that and break it down. We're going to talk about who could possibly be the next commit, kind of like a early preview of Big Cat Weekend. We're going to have like a full-on Big Cat Weekend deal towards the end of this week. And then we're going to talk some baseball there towards the end. But, yeah, so last night, if you tuned into the live, we talked about Gary Chapman Jr. And I think for the most part, we were incredibly realistic. I think if it was Zach Blackerby, Ben Taylor, and myself, and I think we asked the question, what are the odds? I think we asked two questions. Number one was, if we had to bet right now, would we think Gary Chapman Jr. would start? I think none of us started a game at Auburn. I think all of us said probably not if I had to bet right now. Then I think the second question was, do we think that the starter for 2027 is on the roster percentage-wise? And I think those two guys said they thought it would be under 50%. I didn't really give a take. But someone sent me a video afterwards, and they're like, dude, I get it. I understand all the stuff around Gary Chapman Jr. The statistics weren't eye-popping last year. He goes, but look at this video and look at his traits, and I'm going to play it for you, and then we're going to talk through it. Now, granted, this is against air, but still, it's a lot of just him going through like a quarterback workout. This is, I can't remember the name of the quarterback school he goes to, but the release to me and the mechanics are incredibly impressive. Like that right there is a laser beam. I know if you're listening on audio, that's not the best audio content right there. But basically, it's a video of him going through a workout against air. And I think the biggest thing is when you're a smaller guy, and I think he is. He's a smaller guy. I think he measured in. Now, obviously, he can grow. But one of the things I saw, especially on his 247 profile, was that before some camps his junior summer, so this was last summer, he measured in just under 6 foot, okay? So doesn't mean he can't grow an inch or two from then till now. So I'm not questioning any roster stuff that's out there about him right now. But regardless, back then, a little bit under 6 feet. If you're going to be a smaller guy, you have to be elite in other places. And that throwing motion and that release, that is elite. That is elite arm strength, arm talent. Now, again, we're just talking about throwing against air. You got to put it on the field. And if he's going to make it in this level, those attributes right there are what's going to carry him. Being able to move around, which he does really, really well, above average to good runner, and then having the arm talent to make up for any lack or any disadvantage that size gives you. I don't want to say that like made me think he's going to be like the next big starter at Auburn, but I guess from watching his huddle film and then seeing something like that, there's something there. Okay, that kid's a player. I don't know where. I don't know if it's going to be at Auburn, but that kid's a player, and I'm glad that he's going to be in this class, because you never really know what will happen. One funny thing, and this may be sort of getting sidetracked a little bit, but if you watched the show last night, we spent like the first couple of minutes, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes talking about like just our overall thoughts of Gary Chapman Jr. and positive, but realistic. I felt like there was not one single person, I think said this guy is going to start as a freshman. This guy's an All-American. This guy is unbelievable. This guy's vastly underranked. He should be a five-star. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like it was pretty realistic, right? What was the first topic I went into? The first topic I went into after that, just breaking down Gary Chapman Jr., I said there is this weird thing with Auburn fans right now with this whole three-star thing. And it's like, especially quarterbacks. And it's like, if you don't dump on him, if you don't dump on this guy 100%, like you say, he's trash, he's this, he's that, whatever. If you have any type of realistic conversation about him, you're now getting into sunshine pump territory. Okay. And I don't even think the conversation I've had so far in this show is sunshine pump territory. I said, why is it that way? Why are Auburn fans that way right now? And if I'm not talking, if you don't feel like you're that person, then obviously I'm not talking to you. But why is it that way? People were like, people want to focus on the fact that Auburn missed on Will Mensah. And I get it. If that's happened, it's done, it's over with. Like, you got to move on. You got to move forward. This is one of the comments. Okay, remember that segment. We had a whole segment. Why is Auburn like this? Why are Auburn fans like this? This is a comment that was last night. It's nice to say positive. However, let's don't overdo it. Every three-star player we get, y'all hype them up like they're the best player on the planet. That could not have been further from the conversation on this show so far and the conversation last night. So I thought that was funny. I had to share that. So let's talk about a realistic pathway to playing time. What has to happen for Gary Chapman Jr. to, you know, be the guy at Auburn? Okay. So obviously this year has no impact on him whatsoever. He comes in as a true freshman next year. I think the most realistic path for him to make it would be for Auburn to essentially not see or not be willing to roll the dice with Tia next year. I think they would have to go and get a one-year portal guy. So that means when Gary Chapman Jr. is a true freshman, you have a one-year portal quarterback, and that's it, a guy with 1 year of eligibility. So that when that rolls off, Gary Chapman Jr. will be a sophomore, or I don't know what you're going to call it now that it's going to be 5 years. He's going to be in year two, and then he would have to win that job year two, I think. Otherwise, or at least look like he's going to win the job. I think otherwise, it's going to be tough for anybody to stay and sit longer than just a year. Like, I think quarterbacks are okay sitting a year nowadays. When you start asking them to sit multi-years, bro, their value is just dropping like crazy. These guys, their maximum value is when they're on the field. That's why, you know, from a Auburn fan standpoint, I'm excited that you got this kid. But from a business standpoint, I'm like, man, if I'm him, I'm going somewhere where I can play right away. And then I'm going to try to dip my sophomore year and let's go catch a bag like early. But that's why I think it's tough for these guys to sit, you know. Again, it's tough for, again, you have no leverage. If you're not playing, you really have no leverage. So I think that's the best scenario. Next year, 1 year quarterback, and then he continues to develop. He comes in and it's like, hey, I'm on fire. I'm ready to go win a job. And that arm talent right there that we watched, that release, everything about that translates over to college football. And then, you know, he maybe takes over his sophomore year under that very specific scenario. If Tia wins, it looks tough. It just does, because Tia is going to play multiple years. Now, more than likely, he'd be sitting multiple years, and that's just not – I just don't feel like that's really feasible or that's reasonable in today's college football. So, overall, I do feel better about him than the conversation we had last night. And I like the kid as a player. I think he could be a good player. But, man, there's something in there as far as arm talent goes. So we'll see what happens. Good stuff. Again, Auburn continues this tear. Who's next? We'll talk about that and kind of have a preview of the preview of Big Cat Weekend. But before we do that, we're going to give a quick shout-out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika off of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans, where car care meets hospitality. Y'all need – I'm telling you, if you want to go somewhere where you know you can trust – you know you're going to be taken care of. You know you're not going to be taken advantage of. Precision Tune is the place. They're taking auto hospitality to the next level. So when you hear that little noise, when you see that light, and you're like, dadgummit, I want to go somewhere where they're not going to tell me I got to have a whole brand new engine, transmission, all that good stuff, unless I really, really need it and I can trust them. Precision Tune's the place for you. So check them out. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then obviously, you know, we got to show some love to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Seems like daily we're adding a new business. If you want to list your business and you're an Auburn alumni or Auburn fan, it's less than a dollar a day. I mean, and you can't beat it. Every single show is shouting out buyauburn.com every single day. You can't beat it. And then if you're a Auburn supporter and you need a real estate agent, you're looking for a gym, you're looking for a restaurant, you're driving on a trip and you just want to make sure where you're going, if there's an Auburn person here, I want to do business with them, then buyauburn.com is the website for you. Check it out. We'll be back right after this. So let's talk a Big Cat Weekend preview for the preview. Preview of the preview for Big Cat Weekend. It's coming up this weekend, May 16th. The visitor lists will start to, you know, grow as, you know, time goes on, as the week gets closer. And I think a lot of these guys, every single Big Cat Weekend, you have a big commit. Like you have, and sometimes you have multiple. I mean, everybody remembers the one a couple of years ago when you had like DeMarcus Riddick committing like the run up to the week of Big Cat Weekend. You had the Perry Thompson flip, and then you had a couple of the kids from the next class, I think maybe Shedarius Toodles won at that point in time, and he's on the roster right now. So you can expect some more commits, and that'll kind of keep this train rolling in quote-unquote commit season for Auburn, and to be a really good kickoff into official visit season, which official visits really, really start ramping up after this weekend. Like I think next weekend, not this coming weekend, but if this was the 16th, so the 23rd, is a really, really big recruiting official visit weekend, and so on and so forth. So it's like a really big kickoff. I kind of like how they placed it. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but it's really like a introduce everybody, get fired up for your official visits. Some guys are coming in back-to-back weekends. So expect some fireworks this weekend. And you may even expect some fireworks before this weekend. It's happened before. Again, I just mentioned DeMarcus Riddick. So who's next? Some of the guys on the list. Now, Carlos May has been out there for a long time. Like that name, there was a prediction in there a long time ago. You feel like he's the big defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman from Ramsey High School here in Alabama. Up in Birmingham, he's 6'3", 305. I mean, that would be – you get him plus Donovan Moore. I mean, that's a pretty good defensive line class. I mean, he's right there as far as guys that are – you just feel like, oh, man, just pull the trigger. Just get in the class. You know what I mean? So that could be one to watch. I love Nash Johnson. Nash Johnson may be my favorite player in this class. Just no joke. Like, the kid's a freak athlete. I know he's only a three-star. I don't care. I really do not care. I don't expect that ranking to stay much longer from McEachern over there in McEachern High School in Georgia, where Auburn's had a lot of basketball success. He's another one. I know he – I think he officially visits the very next weekend. So could they get him to pull the trigger before his official? I don't know. We'll see. I know it's going to be more festive this particular weekend than it will be business. I mean, unfortunately, that's what it is. On those official visits, you're coming in, you're doing business. So I still think he's one to watch. Jeremiah Culpepper, I think, is probably going to wait until his official visit, but he's one, a linebacker from Troup County over there in LaGrange. Really, really good player. Marquise Evans from Spain Park. He's one that I am shocked he's not already committed. Yeah, again, pass rusher from Spain Park. A lot of guys that are going to be here this weekend, but I think those are a couple of the names that I'd be on the lookout for, and there could be others that pop up as the week goes on. But this is the big weekend. This is Alex Golish's first chance. He's probably going to have the most recruits at his disposal at one point in time and at maybe any point in his whole career. As far as high-level recruits, you're going to have, again, like probably 30 to 40 of the top guys in attendance. Going to be a lot more relaxed, a lot more activities. It's not going to be super business-oriented, which is funny because I don't even know necessarily how Alex Golish is going to turn it into business at some point in time, I would imagine. They're going to get on a whiteboard. They're going to get in a meeting room. Because that's just how he's all about, man. We're here to win football games, and not from a boring or, you know, not from a standpoint where it, like, makes you, you know, tune out. He's very engaging, but it's like, hey, man, we can do the pie eating contest, and we can do sack races and scavenger hunts and stuff like that, and pool parties. But we're going to talk about football. Like, at some point in time, we're going to be here talking about football. So as the week goes on, that should be a lot more news coming out. But Auburn's on a heater right now recruiting. They'll definitely keep that going this weekend as Big Cat Weekend rolls in. Let's talk baseball really quick. Auburn, we talked about it a little bit last night. Auburn sits in at number 3 in the RPI in D1 baseball. I think they're top 6. They're number 6, actually. In the top 25. RPI is really the number that the metrics that you're watching. And it's really amazing that Auburn's got the number 3 RPI with the number 1 strength of schedule. Like, what they've been able to do, particularly over these last 6 series against some of the top teams in the country. Zach mentioned it last night. Like, we were talking about in the last 3 series, at Texas A&M, at Mississippi State, at home against Georgia, we're like, geez, just don't get swept. Man, somehow win one of them and then just don't get swept in any of the other ones. And then right off the bat, they're boom, boom, they've won both series on the road. And I joked last night, I said, we beat Mississippi State so bad that they started to like us. They started to feed Bub Terrell in the outfield. Incredible. You got Jacksonville State, which Zach appropriately mentioned is not a state. They're another team, though, that is in the top 40. They're 34 in RPI. So, like, they're a really good team. They're 40 and 11. And obviously, we took one on the chin from them as well earlier. So, don't have a slip up there. But even if you do, it's on the road. It wouldn't necessarily kill you. But I want to just keep this train rolling. And then you got Georgia, who's pretty much, I guess they have the SEC locked up, and Georgia is sitting at 14 in the RPI. They got a really good record. But, man, they got a super lucky draw in the SEC this year. They had a fantastic draw. I mean, you had LSU series, Missouri series, Ole Miss, which is right around 500, Arkansas, which is another team I think that was right around, you know, 500 in comp. No, they're 15-12, so they're not much different than us. They play Tennessee, which is under 500. Florida, again, they lost the Florida series, which is 15-12. They're a game behind us. I say all that to say they hadn't played Texas A&M, Alabama, and Mississippi. I think they did play Mississippi State. So, like, Auburn, we've played all, like, the top half teams, almost all of them. And if you play Georgia, you just about will have played every single team one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You played all of the top seven teams in the conference. So could you catch them? Could you catch them a little off, unmotivated? How about that? Because I mean, honestly, I mean, you could sweep them, and they still win the conference. They're that far ahead of everybody. They'd win it by a couple of games, it looks like. So everything is shaping up really, really well for Auburn to be a national seed. Everything's shaping up really, really may already be shaping up to be a national seed, to be able to host a super regional. I love Auburn's pitching in those formats. Man, I love Auburn's pitching in a regional. You can throw out your – you treat it just like a regular week. You know, you have your midweek guy started off. You're probably going to get a good matchup, and then, boom, you get to drop the bombs on them the next couple of games. And then you go into the super regional, and I mean, I'm just saying, Auburn in a three-game series right now is tough to beat. The bats are going to come alive at some point. You can't just keep those guys hitless. You can't keep those guys from scoring for very long, and then the pitching is just elite. You got guys that can go the distance, free up the bullpen. I mean, it's just a complete team, it feels like. So let's get behind them and support them. We're going to do some barn casts for postseason, which is going to be fun. We might start it in the SEC tournament. So a lot of fun for baseball on the horizon. Guys, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about Gary Chapman Jr., the little clip we watched. What are the odds you think that he could be a starter one day at Auburn? Let me know what you think about that. And we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.